Kill the engine.
Should I shut the security gate?
What do you think, Michael?
Yeah, do it. The Hummer can get through it if we needed to.
Looks clear.
It does, but we have to make sure. Sweep across the back row of cars. If we miss one of these things, the whole tower could fall. Check in and under the cars.
Hey, we've got something over here.
What is it?
It looks like they got him when he was trying to get in his car.
He breathing?
I don't see how he can. Oh, God.
So, you know what to do.
Got it.
Pegs, Riley, come over here by me.
What is he doing?
Well, unless we have to, we don't want to shoot anything down here. The sound could echo out of the building and bring more of them here.
So he's going to...
He's going to make sure he doesn't get back up, and we only know one method of making sure.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Hey, make sure you don't get any blood on you.
I didn't. Cut through pretty easily. I was already halfway through before I even started on his neck.
Well, leave your knife here. We don't know exactly how it spreads. Let's head up towards the lobby. I was worried that the new additions might complicate the plan, but they followed my lead and stuck close by, never getting in the way. The lobby wasn't as secure as I would have hoped. Sunlight was streaming through the many windows and glass panes. I was pretty sure anything could get in here if it really wanted to.
Clear.
Saul, I need you to find something to lock or barricade the main entrance door.
I saw some chains in the Hummer, and I think there's a spare lock in the toolbox.
Yeah, do it. Riley, you go with him?
Will do.
Man, it's all right. We were just down there.
Until we've cleared this entire building, no one is to be alone. Ever. Got it?
Yeah. Come on, girl. You got my back. Just don't shoot it.
Angel, I'll cover the front. Check the elevators.
Why don't I watch the front and you check them?
I just need to know if they're working. Fine. I'll do it.
Out of order?
Someone's inside there.
See what I tell you? Nothing to what? What? What is it?
Angel, secure the front door. Saul, give me your knife. I'm gonna pry open the doors.
You had me leave it downstairs.
I know you didn't. Now hand it over.
I cleaned it off. It's fine.
Listen, you made yourself the guinea pig by not listening to me. We wanted to avoid any contact with that blood. Don't let it happen again.
Front door secure.
All right. I'll open it. You two be ready to fire. On three. One, two, three!
Oh, oh, shit! Oh, man, don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Who the hell are you?
I'm Datu, the maintenance guy for the building. Oh, thank God you're here.
What were you doing in there?
I was coming down when the power went out. Oh, thank God you found me.
You work here?
Well, I live here too. Where are the rest of you?
This is it.
Where are your tanks and shit? I mean, you are the U.S. Army, right?
We are in the army, but like I said, this is it.
Whatever. I'm just glad you're here. Wait, where are we going?
Upstairs.
I don't think there's anyone else up there, but most everyone in the building was at work, and those who are here left. Word has it there is an evacuation site a few miles from here.
Oh, thank God.
Evac site? Where?
Off of 4th Street and Bandini.
We drove by that intersection. There's no one there.
No one? No one at all?
I would have remembered seeing something.
Oh, no. I've worked in this building for 5 years. You don't know how many of those people I knew. The ones that left. Some of them had children. I watched them grow up over the years.
I didn't say they died. I just said they weren't there. Maybe there was an evacuation. Maybe they got out.
Yeah. Or maybe they didn't.
At ease.
Still, there's no reason to go upstairs. We can't get going, right?
We're staying here.
You're what? But there's nothing here.
Exactly.
I can't. I just can't. Take these chains off. Let me out. Maybe they're coming back.
Sir, you're not listening to us.
Riley, wait.
I got this.
Let me out.
Look, Datu. You may think it could be better out there, but it's not. We've been out there, we know. Your building is much safer. And we have these soldiers here to help us. They already saved Pegs and me, And they can save lots more, too. But we can't do it without your help. We need to make sure this place is safe before we bring them back here.
Why do you need me?
We need to make sure it's safe here. That means going from room to room, making sure. You have the keys, don't you? And you know what key opens what door, and every place that someone or something might be hiding in this building. We need your help.